This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on the role of BIMSTEC as an engine for economic and social growth, reaffirming India's commitment to a peaceful, prosperous, resilient and safe BIMSTEC region. The foreign ministers from the BIMSTEC member states today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. The Prime Minister had fruitful discussions with the ministers on strengthening the regional cooperation in areas including connectivity, energy, trade, health, agriculture, science, security and people-to-people exchanges. During the meeting, Mr. Modi highlighted BIMSTEC's significance to India's neighbourhood first and look east policies as well as in its Sagar vision for security and growth for all in the region. The Prime Minister expressed country's full support to Thailand for the upcoming BIMSTEC summit to be held in September. The Union Government has sanctioned several road projects for Tripura and Assam to strengthen rural connectivity and accelerate economic growth in the northeastern region. The Ministry of Rural Development has sanctioned 78 roads measuring 563 kilometres and 14 bridges under Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana with an estimated investment of over 378 crore rupees for Assam. The Ministry has also sanctioned 42 roads measuring 118 kilometres with an estimated investment of 114 crore rupees for Tripura. The government has decided to observe the 25th of June every year as Samvidhan Hatya Divas. On this day in 1975, former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi imposed an emergency in the country. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the decision is intended to honour the spirit of millions who struggled to revive democracy despite facing inexplicable persecution at the hands of an oppressive government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Samvidhan Hatya Divas will serve as a reminder of what happens when the Constitution of India was trampled over. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this day is also a day to pay homage to each and every person who suffered due to the excesses of the emergency as Congress unleashed dark phase of Indian history. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that the government has to set an example so that what Congress did is not repeated. The Supreme Court today granted interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal in the money laundering case linked to the alleged liquor policy scam. A bench comprising Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta referred to a larger bench the Delhi Chief Minister's petition challenging the arrest by the Enforcement Directorate. Mr. Kejriwal will, however, remain in custody since he was arrested by the CBI under the Prevention of Corruption Act in relation to the same liquor policy case on the 25th of last month. All the nine candidates of BJP-led coalition won in the election for 11 seats of Maharashtra Legislative Council biennial elections held today, while two out of three candidates of Mahavikas Aghadi won the polls. 12 candidates were in the fray for 11 Legislative Council seats. All 274 MLAs of Vidhan Sabha casted their votes today. From BJP, Pankaja Munde, Parine Fuke, Sadabhav Khot, Yogesh Tilakar and Amit Gorkhe won the polls. Nepal's Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachand lost a vote of confidence in Parliament today. Mr. Prachand lost trust vote as the largest party in his government, the Communist Party of Nepal, Unified Marxist-Leninist, withdrew support. In Wimbledon tennis, defending champion Carlos Alcaraz defeated Daniil Medvedev 6-7, 6-3, 6-4, 6-4 in men's singles semi-final in London tonight to reach his second straight final at the tournament. The Spaniard is now one win away from completing the elusive Channel Slam, winning both the French Open and Wimbledon back-to-back in the same calendar year. Alcaraz had also triumphed at the US Open in 2022. Meanwhile, the other semi-final match is underway between seven-time champion Novak Djokovic of Serbia and 25th-seeded Italian Lorenzo Musetti. The much-awaited eight-nation Women's T20 Asia Cup 2024 will commence on 19th of this month at Dembala. And that is the end of this news bulletin.